I have it's something that I don't know what to do with along those lines, and maybe you've spoken about it before, but it has to do with my mother. My mother, she's been very Jesus-oriented. She has a very personal relationship. She goes to church, but she's also very closely linked to Jesus. And she gave me a lot of that when I was young, and I felt it was very special. But now I've come to Mary Baba, and we have pictures around our house and things, and, you know, my mother just completely rejects him, and she, you know, what she says, you know, I hate this guy, I hate his face, but it almost obsesses her mind. it did for many years, you know, and I've never really said to her, he is Jesus directly, you know, if she asks, I say, you know, I don't know if you really want to know, Ma. And she knows what that means, because whenever, you know, she knows what it means in a way. So that's why it obsesses her so much, And she thinks about how in the New Testament, you know, Jesus said that, you know, many will come in my name in the end, don't believe them, you know, all of that. But yet I feel I want to share, you know, if I could. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to be direct. One time I told her, you know, what I believe about the avatar and how the avatar has come time and again, and that was Jesus, and now it's Mary Baba. But finally, it's like she didn't hear. You know, it was maybe too intellectual or something, and she just didn't register. And now I don't really know what approach to take. I was very scared to tell her about coming to India, because then I would have to come out with it direct, I figured. Well, I told her, and the first thing she says is, have faith in God, everything will be okay, everything will be fine. You know, I don't know, I felt Baba was talking, you know, just relax, don't worry about anything. You know, I'm happy that you're going. My mother's happy I'm going to India. That's like the most opposite thing that I ever imagined. So I'm just wondering what to do. I mean, I feel like I should somehow do something, but yet I feel maybe I shouldn't interrupt on her personal relationship with Jesus.
No, never, never.
Never interrupt?
No. All that she will, what you want to convey to her about Meher Baba, will be conveyed to her through your very life, without speaking a single word. I'll tell you an episode about Arsenio's mother.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Arsenio's mother. There's a Baba lover. He was in Geneva, I think at that time. Formerly, where was he?
In
Switzerland.
Puerto Rico. So I think when he was in Geneva, he brought his mother in Puerto Rico. He came across Baba and all that. He's in the United Nations. Working there. So he came across the news that there is the one again come here, the same one. And he was overwhelmed with it, and he fell in love head over heels with this personal aspect of Jesus that has come again. The staunch Roman Catholics. So now naturally, he is very close to mother, and mother is very dear to him, and mother loves him very much. And so he speaks out to mother that this is his newfound Lord now, here he is. And mother is, because of her love for the son, she is reticent. And she prays inwardly for his safety and all that sort of thing. And he goes on prattling, you see, telling about Baba and this and that and all that. And she again warns him and cautions him and this and that. It goes on for years together. Then while they are in Geneva, he comes very often because of being the United Nations, he can come and go whenever he wants. So he used to come very often, and so, and he would speak about his mother. That's what should I, just as you have spoken about it.
Yes.
In this very hall before him you have spoken. He has heard it. So you just live the life that he wants you to live, and automatically through your life. So now, the same thing I told Arsenio. Arsenio, don't do anything about it. Don't pressurize her. Yeah, don't pressurize her. Let it be. He's the same one. If this is what Baba wants us to do, if you are a true Christian, if you are a Christian, become a true Christian. If you are a Zoroastrian, become a true Zoroastrian. Mm-hmm. What else he wants from you? Yeah, mm-hmm. The same old message is to love God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fine. So what is there in that? Nothing new in this. So why do you want to pressurize anybody? Leave it like that. But do one thing. Entice her to come here for some sightseeing or something like that.
That's what I've been thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
How am I going to get her here?
So, but will she ever come? She's...
Maybe I'm a dare.
You can easily bring her and all that. So what happened, he thought of a plan of bringing her, as how to bring her all by herself will not be proper, so he got the whole troop of his family. So they all came here. And of course she had her reservations naturally, mm-hmm. how to fit herself in and all that, nothing. But all the time she'd be coming and very, she's a lady, she would sit quietly. And mm-hmm. all this people were very free here and speak about themselves and their experiences and about Baba's love and Baba's humor and Baba's tricks and Baba playing cards with us and cheating and this and that. All this was there, you see. All the humanness was there, all the divinity is there. What's all this going on? And she is keeping herself quiet. She'll be very gentle, and when we express ourselves to her and says, Mother, how do you like it? She says, I'm fine, thank you very much. Yeah. And then what happened is that it so happened that there is a place called Seclusion Hill here. Have you heard of where Baba went up the hill? Have you visited the place? Yeah. So I would say that, well, these are the places, this is this, and all that, and there's a Seclusion Hill also, and all that. And of course, I had to speak out things that Baba has said without addressing her to others. So naturally, the words go there, the impressions are being formed. So I said, well, in 1954, Baba had taken us all up there 4 times in spite of his accident and all that. He couldn't walk and still he led us up. There were hundreds of people there and he led us up there. And he says, you know, 70 years from now, this place will become a place of world pilgrimage. And people from all parts of the world will come over here. And what will they find? Nothing but rocks. But why would they assemble here? Why would they come here? Because I was here. So in memory of posterity that is to come here, pick up a rock and keep it with you. That's what he told us in 1954. Mm. You see? And how many 70 years is when? When will be that? 2000 and some, I don't know what. None of us will 20? Be here. No, you will be here. all the youngsters will be here. I won't be here. That's how I feel of that. I'm just here for the next moment. So what happens is that all this was being said. So he got the encouragement, says, come on, mommy, let's all go up the hill. Let's go there. It's nice to see the sight. So they go up the hill. Next day they have to leave now. Their term is over. They were here for 21 days or something like that. So they used to stay at a place called Vilu's house, one of Baba's families. There's a nice bungalow there. Yeah. At that time, I think Pilgrim Center was not here.
No,
it wasn't there. No. Pilgrim Center was not here. Not built where you are staying. It's not there. It was not there. So, well, it's time now for them to pack. So she is now packing. They had visited. They came back. They went back. Said goodbye, and everything was there. Nothing spoken. Nothing was done. Now she's packing her stuff. Others are packing the bags, you know. She had just gone up the hill and all that. So she now needs to dust the shoes, you know. They have to be packed there properly. Because the shoes that she will wear would be something different, but these are the shoes that she had worn of coming here and all that. She's packing. And all of a sudden she sees that on the sole of the shoe, a profile of Jesus Christ. And she couldn't contain herself. She says, of all the places, my Lord is on the sole of the shoe that I wore. And so she calls out to Arsenio, come here. And the children and all, they call. She says, can you see this? What is this on this? She says, yeah, that's Jesus, our Lord. What happened? She says, I don't know what happened. So I see, says, where is the other shoe, Ma? She says, it's lying there. So come on, let's see that. And profile of Nair Baba was there. They photographed it, they did this. When she left, she's totally is the same one.
So do you know the story behind that?
No.
The dream and everything?
Tell that.
No,
come on.
Raphael, because I don't know how to speak.
Come on, Raphael.
I can't remember the story.
Eric knows the story.
Yes, Eric.
But I love this story.
It's beautiful.
She had other dreams also. She had many such occasions. But, well, if I remember right, what she had... Then later on, everything comes up, you see. Yeah. At the time when she came, there was no such thing as that. So then her dreams were... she had a dream when he was constantly saying about, Mom, come to India, come there, and all that sort of thing. And says, no, what's there, and all that. You go, but be careful, and this, and that. Mm-hmm. So one day she has a dream, and in that dream she sees that she is being... They are going. They have landed at some place, and they are in a city. And they are being... You know how the patrols are, you know, for a dignitary. There's a motorbike. In the front there are cars and cavalcades and all that sort of things. It's there. So there is on a motorbike, there is somebody who is leading and taking them, you see. And then, in a dream, she is being led to a place. And now I forget now. What happened then?
That dream, yeah. It's important to say that the dream was the 31st of January of 1969.
Yeah, that dream was there, uh-huh. 31st January. Uh-huh. So
she had that dream that night when Baba died.
Yeah.
And she dreamed that she came to a place and 10 men, dark face
yeah.
In a motorcycle.
Motorbike, they are leading.
Yes, yeah. Leading. Yeah. With, yeah. And then she sees a beautiful woman walking.
He sees a beautiful woman leading a procession up a hill or something, and the woman looked very beautiful and it's very special.
Had a special scarf or something, mm-hmm. Like that.
A blue special
blue scarf.
Uh-huh. And then in the sky there was a very strong warrior going on a white horse across the sky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something like
yeah,
that.
That's right. So now again we come back to this, that's my memory is revived. So then what happens is that she comes over here and she doesn't say anything about it all. She had told this dream to Arsenio, it seemed, because they were very close, mother and son are close. So then she comes here and it seems that Jal Dastur, I don't know whether you have met him or not,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
She recognized him, that he was there on the motorbike leading here. He was the one, that dark complexion person, you see. He's not just passing thought, but I had seen this man somewhere and remembered that, yeah, it was in that procession that he was leading us. So he was taking care of them at that time, you see. And then when she came, was brought here, then naturally she was taken to the porch here. And immediately there was the recognition that she is the lady that I saw. The
Mera.
Scarf is also Mera. Yeah. Yeah, that's the scarf and all that. How can she say that I saw you in a dream? Nothing can be said, you see. And then she is being conducted to Baba's room there. And on that there is somebody's painting, you know. Baba is seated on a white horse. And she sees that. She says, yeah, that's the place that I was led to. And she keeps quiet. And then when all this happened, then she spoke out these things, that there was that premonition that I'll be coming here and all that. Hmm. That's how it is. Hmm. So all that needs is, Mary, just live the life that he wants us to live. Live the message that he has given us. And through that, through your very life, to reflect, the message will go to her. Hmm. Don't feed her through the hose pipe. Otherwise, yeah. it is not possible. Mm-hmm. Just gradually. Mm-hmm.